Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Rappaport to the rescue with award-winning animal advocate, best-selling author, journalist, and pet products creator, Jill Rappaport.
Hi, I'm Jill Rappaport, and welcome to Rappaport to the Rescue. Today, we'll be talking with actor, musician, fellow lifelong horse lover, and Horses for Mental Health ambassador, Riley Smith. Riley is such an interesting guy. He grew up on a quarter horse farm in Iowa. He's a former American Quarter Horse Youth World Champion, and he's appeared in over 50 films and television roles over the years. And recently playing Nancy Drew's dad on the CW's Nancy Drew, he co-starred in HBO's True Blood, and he played a musician, Marcus Keene, on Nashville. He is a fan favorite, and I bet many of you know his role as Dean Talon in Disney's Motocross film from 2001. Of course you remember that. His horseback riding skills are legendary. He's the father of a wonderful darling little girl named Shiloh and a doggy dad to Finn. We will hear all about his incredible career when we come back.
You know the expression? Cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Rappaport to the Rescue. I'm Jill Rappaport. You heard my intro. Riley Smith, I couldn't even believe all the things you've done. And I said, considering your age, it's pretty incredible. Actor, musician, accomplished horseman. We were both two of the first ambassadors for Horses for Mental Health. And you are a star in the quarter horse world. And of course, I have quarter horses. So I loved you right from the beginning. So great to have you on the show, Riley.
Thank you for having me. I mean, I guess your intro just means I'm old. I've been doing it a long time.
No, it means you're talented and you're very accomplished starting at a very young age.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I started right out of high school. A month after I graduated high school, I moved to New York and started to give it a whirl. And then things took off really quickly. And then now it's just been a long journey. I call myself a journeyman actor, entertainer.
Well, what I love is you're so diversified. A little acting, a little singing, a little writing. What haven't you done?
Well, there's a lot that I still want to accomplish. But, you know, it's interesting how one thing kind of naturally led to the next, you know, honestly. I started getting acting roles where I got to play a singer, and then that kind of turned into singing. And then I did get a lot of acting roles where I got to ride horses, because only so many actors know how to ride horses. And it's not good if you say you know how to and you have no experience. That can be really dangerous. And so, it was great how one thing just kind of led to the other. I call it Plinko, you know, the game from Price is Right. You know, you start with the chip at the top and it bounces around, and you never know where you're going to end up at the bottom, if it's $1 million or bankrupt or 500. But really, it's about that journey. That's what everyone gets excited about when they watch the game, because once you land at the bottom, the game's over. So I'm just enjoying those moves. One moves to the next and moves me to the next, and you never know where it's going to go.
And all those moves have been so different from movies, TV, music. Talk about some of those hit moves that you've landed.
I find that you can't really plan out your career. A lot of people want to plan it out, and I'm going to do this, and then that's going to do this. And really, the biggest blessings come when you least expect it, and it's not planned out. You know, sometimes you don't even know that it's going to be the thing that's going to set you off, catapult you. I mean, when I first started off, I got really lucky with a lot of teen movies.
And let's talk about those. Mention some of your hits.
Well, I mean, you know, if you see this helmet right up here, that's a motocross helmet. That's from a hit Disney movie called Motocross, which to this day, when I leave the house, every day, no matter 95 projects, it's the one thing I get recognized for on a daily basis. And it's crazy to me, because when I did that movie, I was young and I was just happy to be doing a movie. And I had no idea that it was going to be one of those that people talked about for 30 years, 25 years. So it'll be talked about forever, which is cool, because when you start off in the business, you just hope that you could do a movie that's going to impact, a generation, let alone your lifetime. And that was one of those where I was just happy to have a movie. And now here we are all these years later, still talking about it. But I've been lucky. You know, I did a movie called Radio with Ed Harris and Cuba Gooding Jr. And
I remember that movie. I loved it.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a big movie based on a true story that had a really great story behind it, and a good meaning. And that's one of those that I'm very proud of. And it was just a powerful message. I will always be very proud of that and the work that we did in that show.
And Dennis Quaid, I'm sure you know this, is a very accomplished horseman. He's in my book, People We Know Horses They Love. And I bet you had that in common. You're two very hot cowboys.
Thank you. Yes. No, I did know that about Dennis. And Dennis also has a band, plays music. So yeah, we have a lot of parallels there. It's just been one of those careers that just keeps blowing me to, I don't know where it's going to go. And I've learned to kind of let go and just enjoy the ride. No pun intended, really.
And speaking of ride, because after all, this is Rappaport to the Rescue. It's animal based, right? And the animals we love and who rescued who, so to speak. You are an incredible horseman, really an accomplished rider. And let's talk about all the awards and the honors in the quarter horse world. Wow.
Well, I owe all that to my father. He's, I call him the Tiger Woods of quarter horses. He's a very accomplished horse trainer, judge. So I grew up on a quarter horse ranch in Iowa, was riding before I could walk. I had my first pony, his name was Pepper, and I got thrown off of Pepper and broke my collarbone. And, I had been riding as long as I was alive. So horses have always been in my blood, and I love them. I believe in them, and I've always tried to support them. But yeah, I got involved in the showing aspect of it when I was about 7 or 8. I really got competitive, and I won the American Quarter Horse Congress, which is the largest single breed show.
Unbelievable. That's the Oscars of the horse world.
And I was doing the small fry Western horsemanship, where you just walk and trot. Then I graduated up to I did a lot of halter showing, and I dabbled in roping, which now I love roping. I have a roping cow dummy in my backyard, and I go out there and just do that to relax. But I won the AQHYA, American Quarter Horse Youth Association. I won the world championship a couple times in that, and I've won the Congress since the small fry in 87. I've won that, I mean, I don't even know, 10 times maybe. I've got a lot of trophies.
That's amazing.
Most importantly, it was the horse. I mean, as long as you stay out of their way and let them do what they're born to do, which I was taught to do, the horses are the real star.
That's right. I love how you say the horses are the real star. Why did you get involved with Horses for Mental Health? Because this is not about showing. It's not about glory. It's just about paying homage to how wonderful they are and how they help us so much emotionally.
Yeah, well, the reason I really got involved, and this is a story I haven't talked about much in my life, but I chose to do it for the first time with Horses for Mental Health, was when I was in 8th grade. So I believe I was like 12, 13. I woke up one morning and I had had mono and I was sick. And I went down to the kitchen table to eat, and I went to put the spoon to my mouth for cereal, and I literally just, it went like this. And it was the weirdest thing. I couldn't get my hand to go to my mouth, even though my brain was telling it to. And I saw my mom look concerned right away. She took me to our doctor, and I remember, and this is about the last thing I remember, but he said, I've only read about it. It's very rare. I've never seen anybody have it, but I think you have this autoimmune disease called Guillain-Barré. And it's Guillain-Barré is kind of how it looks and spelled out. And he said, we need to send you to the University of Iowa Hospital. And they did CAT scans and everything. And they found a big cloud in my brain. And sure enough, I had Guillain-Barré. And I went completely paralyzed. I was laid up in a bed for about 2 or 3 months, I believe. I don't remember a lot of it. And then after that, it was kind of what people told me. And I had to relearn how to walk and talk again. My speech went really slurred. I lost all motion in my face. face. Everything started to droop. And then I do remember coming out of it a little bit because I got lucky. Most people don't fully heal from this. A lot of them stay paralyzed for life. I had to have a walker, which was hard in eighth grade. You know, kids didn't understand that. I got picked on. And it was about a year to fully recover. And then even after that, for a good, I mean, all the way through high school, I remember if I would get too tired or run down, my speech would get slurred and my fingers would get tingly.
And wasn't it horses, a horse that helped you?
Yeah. So my mom and dad had an idea to put me on the back of one of our oldest mares that was just really great for us. And I had a gelding as well named Famous Brick. And they would put me on these horses and just let me ride around, pet them. And really, they attribute a lot of my healing to that. And like I said, I don't remember a lot of it, but I remember when I came out of it, I was so connected to the horses, even more than I'd ever been.
Well, and there's the reason that you wanted to get involved with horses for mental health, because they are
exactly
so therapeutic on so many levels, which is why I'm an ambassador as well. And you also have a dog, we should mention, a dog
that
you love.
Yeah, Finn. He's if I open the door right now, he'll come running in. He is a large miniature Australian Shepherd. And, you know, Australian Shepherds are the best. We grew up with them on the ranch, and they're great cattle dogs, herding dogs, but they're amazing. You know, like my daughter and he are best friends. He protects her. I mean, even if I go to jump at her, like jokingly, like, hey, come here, he'll jump up and like literally get in between us. He's so, so protective, so smart. And they are the best dogs. And so highly recommend if somebody's looking for a good, smart, loyal dog, Australian Shepherds are my pick.
Yes, but go to a shelter to find one.
That's right.
That's my message.
There are plenty that need homes.
And I know the other great love in your life is your daughter, Shiloh.
Yes, right.
And you actually came up with a device to protect her.
I did. Sometimes the best creations or inventions come from a true, honest need. And I was taking Shiloh all the time to zoos and aquariums and parks and things like that. And I was like, how do I put an air tag on my child? And everything that was on the market that I could find was like these bulky keychains or clothespins. And so I got with a family friend and we made it. It's called the Pocket Buddy. We sell them on Amazon right now. It's comfortable and it's breathable, and your AirTag is going to be secure and, most importantly, discreet.
It's amazing that you came up with this invention, and I just wanted to thank you. I know that your daughter is under the weather today, and you were so kind to take the time out.
Oh, I just want to thank you for having me, and I want to thank you for spreading the word on taking care of animals and looking after animals. I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, well, listen, you're incredible. And I always ask my singers, sorry to do this to you, want to give us a few bars of one of your favorite songs?
And I can't stop thinking about you. I'm on fire. No, I can't stop thinking about you. I'm on fire. Any other day, man, I'd be okay. But tonight, I'm drinking alone. And I can't stop thinking about you. Can I come home? There you go.
Wow. And I really believe that was directed right to me, Riley.
It was.
Well, thank you so much. I wish you and your family, two legs and four legged members, the most beautiful, healthy, wonderful holiday season. And I hope your daughter, Shiloh, gets well soon.
Thank you so much, you two. Happy holidays. It was great talking to you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And you want to stay tuned, Riley, because coming up, I'm on location in New York City with our cat correspondent, Deborah Cribbs.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem. But the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye. I've got a Labrador. She could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell. She was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk. She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets. Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Cat Chat with Deborah Cribbs, founder of the Give Them 10 movement.
Look who's back, all the way from Ohio. My cat correspondent, Deborah Cribbs, has joined me here once again at Best Friends Pet Adoption Center here in Soho. I know you were so blown away last time. Who's your new friend?
This is April, and April has one eye. April's fine. April's healthy. April's active. She's so friendly. I mean, look at her. She's just kind of hanging out with us.
As you literally just met her minutes ago.
Met her.
And she's a kitten, right?
She's under 1 year, so she's a kitten. And she is so friendly. Look at her. Hi.
Oh, she's loving you. They may have to go home with a little care package from New York.
Though, you know what I always say, Jill? My husband says, no way, no more cat.
Well, when they love you like this, you really have the magic touch. And it's so great here and so great to have you shine a light on this amazing facility.
Thank you. I love it here.
Okay, now I am in front of Best Friends Pet Adoption Center here in Soho. So, Deborah, your first time here, what were your thoughts and feelings?
Well, Jill, I've been to a lot of shelters, and I have to say, this is a really, really good one. I've spent time in the lobby watching the public come in. And the way that they're greeted. And there's been some emotion in the lobby today. The way that people were helped is really, really amazing. This is a good shelter, really good shelter, and a really great team from what I can see.
And a very happy, clean, lovely environment.
Very, very clean. I can tell my nose always knows. And the animals, you know, I know cats, Jill, and these animals, these cats are actually happy cats. Now, I believe that they'll be even happier when they go to their next place, of course. But these cats are really happy and well cared for. Absolutely.
And we were running a little late today. I have never met Deborah until today. I was so excited about this. I feel like it's very symbolic and spiritual that we met here with this campaign that I'm doing. And I was doing a big interview with Good Day New York Uptown. And Deborah and her very handsome husband, Alex, were sitting in the lobby waiting for me. I felt terrible about being late, but you were so happy being entertained. You got to see a transport, brand new animals being brought in, and you didn't mind at all. You were in heaven.
Absolutely. It's always interesting to see how a shelter in another area operates. And they didn't know anything about my background, but they didn't realize that I'm sitting here watching and judging. But I gotta say, there's nothing bad to say about this place. There's absolutely no question the animals are happy, even the dogs. I can tell these dogs are super happy, and I was watching dog walker volunteers take the doggies out to walk on the cold New York streets. They were so happy. And it is a pleasure to be with you in person, Jill, of course.
I know.
We are so happy to be here, except that it is super cold in New York.
But we should say, if for our listeners all over the world, if you're hearing all the New York sounds, the ambiance, all the trucks, hey, we're in the middle of Manhattan in Soho, right?
We are.
And it's about, it feels like 15 degrees. We're freezing, but I wanted to be here with you after your experience at Best Friends, standing in front of this incredible facility, and you're getting ready to go back to Ohio. What was the message? What's the takeaway from this trip and these animals?
Wow. I think the first takeaway is that there are people who are good to animals everywhere. And if we all just cooperate and collaborate, we will all be better off, and so will the animals. That's my takeaway.
Oh, that's, hey, the best note to end on. And I'm so happy to finally have met you.
Hey.
My cat correspondent extraordinaire, Deborah Cribbs.
And thank you all for listening to this edition of Rappaport to the Rescue. And please have the most beautiful, healthy, and safe holiday season and try to open up your heart and home to an animal in need. It will be the best gift you will ever give yourself.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.